Cherished freedoms. Let's say that together. Cherished freedoms. Like millions of Americans this week, our mind is on the 4th of July holiday. How many of you here thinking about the 4th of July holiday? Independence Day holiday really is the better way to say it. And we're thinking about what it represents. Hopefully, a lot of it revolves around barbecues and cool drinks around a pool or in a park. Otherwise, I think sometimes people lose sight of what the meaning of what the celebration is in the midst of all the celebrating. How many of you here have ever noticed some of that? Or maybe you've been there yourself, like I have been. But like millions of Americans, this week we're inclining our minds to this celebration, which represents our freedom as a nation. Our freedom as a nation. Let's say that together. Our freedom as a nation. This cherished freedom. Do you cherish that freedom?
Amen.
This cherished freedom was bought with the sweat and toil and blood of countless Americans who initially fought to obtain it through the Revolutionary War. A little bit of a history lesson here. Initially, the fight was fought in the Revolutionary War to obtain the freedom that we have as a nation. Amen?
Amen.
As well as all of those who have fought to secure it over the years since that fateful day in 1776. Heartfelt gratitude should well up in our hearts when we consider the brave men and women of the American military who, as we speak, will be continuing to fight the good fight abroad, to safeguard the cherished freedom that we continue to enjoy as citizens of this nation. Amen?
Amen.
How many of you are enjoying the freedom that you have here?
Amen.
And that it's being safeguarded as we speak. Mm-hmm. These soldiers continue to advance on a trail that has been paved by courageous, undaunted warriors who fought in the Revolutionary War, who fought in the Civil War, who fought in two world wars, and in Korea, and in Vietnam, and in the Gulf Wars, and now warring against the spread of terrorism in Iraq and Syria and Afghanistan and other places all around the world. Are you grateful?
Amen.
Each of these conflicts have shared the common goal of protecting our American freedom. American freedom. Let's say that together. American freedom. But as much as we have come to cherish our freedom as American citizens, we also are moved to consider a greater freedom. Our freedom in Christ as citizens of the kingdom of heaven first. Amen?
That's right. That's right.
I am a citizen of the kingdom of heaven first. Let's say that together. I am a citizen of the kingdom of heaven first. Amen?
Amen.
Sometimes we can lose sight of that in the midst of exercising our freedoms as Americans,
right.
I think. It's the cherished freedom that comes with being a born-again disciple and devoted follower of Jesus Christ, which not every American is. Not every American devoted to this nation is a devoted follower of Jesus Christ.
Right.
Which is ultimately what's going to be the most important thing when it's all said and done. Amen?
Right.
From John chapter 8, verses 31 and 32, we see Jesus, and he's speaking to Jewish people of his time, Jewish men of his time. And Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth. And the truth will set you free." Amen?
Amen?
The truth will set you free. Let's decree that together. The truth will set you free. Amen?
Amen.
If you abide in my word. you are truly my disciples. And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
Amen.
Now, this statement was shocking to Jesus' audience because they were proud men who thought that they had already had all the freedom that they needed by virtue of being offspring of Abraham. In verse 33, these proud men, proud of their religious heritage, proud of their ancestral heritage, they answered Jesus and they said, "We are Abraham's descendants and we have never been enslaved to anyone. What do you mean by saying you will be set free?" And catch this now. Jesus proceeded to point them beyond any national, social, or religious freedom that they might enjoy to the freedom that comes through His redeeming work only. Amen?
Amen.
Verses 34 to 36, Jesus goes on to say, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin habitually is a slave to sin. But whom the Son sets free is unquestionably free indeed." Amen?
Amen.
Contrary to what Jesus' listeners thought, they were in bondage to sin and subject to the tyranny of it. The Amplified transliteration reads it like this: "If you abide in my word, continually obeying my teachings and living in accordance with them, then you are truly my disciples. And then you will know the truth regarding salvation, and the truth will set you free from the penalty of sin." Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Sometimes as Americans, citizens of this nation, we lose sight of that ultimate freedom. With all the freedoms that living in America affords us, living here doesn't typically cause people to realize that they're in bondage.
Right.
Most people living here don't think they need to be set free from anything. And many people tend to just rest in some kind of man-made ideal for national, social, or religious security. It's not a new phenomenon. The Jews that addressed Jesus were resting proudly in their religious system. And they didn't even think that they needed to be set free from anything. God, by His Spirit, I believe, is cautioning each of us afresh today that even as born again followers of Jesus Christ living here in this nation, we can fall into the temptation to trust more so in other things for our sense of freedom. Things like social status, things like cultural acceptance, which requires political correctness. Things like the accumulation of money and material things, or affiliation with various civic and religious associations. But make no mistake about it, the true follower of Jesus Christ ultimately finds freedom in Christ and Christ alone. Amen?
Amen.
No matter where they may live. Amen?
That's right.
In Christ and Christ alone. Let's decree that together. In Christ and in Christ alone. Amen?
Amen.
Without mixture.
That's right.
Without mixture. Let's say that together. Without mixture. I think in America, there's a lot of mixtures, even mixed into the born-again Christianity that people purport to be part of. And I think that that has something to do with the culture of freedoms that we have. Freedom to do whatever we want, however we want to do it. And we have to be careful not to allow that to bring mixtures into the purity of what God's Word is saying about how we're to live our lives. Amen? The Spirit of God is moving afresh upon our hearts today to search our hearts. What ground are you standing on in consideration of the issues at hand in this nation? What ground are you standing on in consideration of the issues at hand in this nation? Do you have one foot on one ground and one foot on another ground? Or do you have both feet on the ground of God's Word, regardless of what the issue is, regardless of how unpopular the ground that you're standing on might be? What are you trusting in most today? What are you trusting in to give you a sense of freedom day in and day out? As born-again believers who are Americans at the same time, our national freedom should be cherished. But our freedom in Christ is the only freedom that has infinite value beyond this life. Amen?
Amen.
The saving truth that Jesus spoke of in John chapter 8, verse 32, is what brings ultimate freedom. Amen?
Amen.
Freedom from sin and death.
Amen.
Freedom from the overcoming powers of Satan.
Amen.
Freedom from a life of futility. Freedom from an eternity of God's wrath. Freedom from the tyranny of hate and bitterness and cruelty. Amen?
Amen?
Freedom to love God and neighbor with a biblical worldview.
That's right.
And an eternal perspective.
Amen.
Are you living your life?
Yes.
Are you living your life with a biblical worldview?
Yeah.
And an eternal perspective?
Right. Yeah. That's right.
Because that's what a true citizen of heaven does. No matter where they live.
Right.
No matter how unpopular that may be. Amen?
Amen.
It's been said that too much freedom makes the devil's work easier.
Right.
I would tend to agree with that.
Yeah.
Too much freedom makes the devil's work easier. And I think we see that in our nation.
Right. Yeah.
And it's distortions of freedom that God never intended.
Right.
We see a lot of distortions of the applications of freedom in this nation now. How many of you here have noticed this other than me? Anybody? As born-again believers, our ultimate declaration of independence as believers is that we are dependent on God for all things. Amen?
Amen.
In Christ Jesus, our Savior and Lord. Who has given us the freedom to live our lives freely, catch this now, within the boundaries of His Word and perfect will. Amen?
Amen.
That's our declaration of independence. Amen?
Amen.
We're completely dependent upon God for all things in our lives. In Christ Jesus, our Savior and Lord, who has given us the freedom to live our lives freely within the boundaries of His Word and perfect will. Amen?
Amen.
I think that many people have lost sight of that.
Right.
Even in the church.
Right.
At large.
Mm-hmm.
Now, growing up in the United States of America, how many of you here were born here? Can anybody lift a hand with me? Some of you have green cards, which is great. One of you in the back, but that's okay. Growing up in the United States of America, we have been born into a country where freedom to us is just natural.
Right.
And sometimes you don't realize what you have until you don't have it.
Right.
It's kind of like your health. You know, you don't realize how good you have it until you don't have it, right? But we've grown up in this country, and freedom to us seems natural, and we couldn't imagine living any other way. But if we look around at the world in general today, many countries don't experience the same freedoms that we experience. Freedom of expression, freedom of religious expression, women's rights, freedom of the press that we have. And those lack of freedoms around the world have resulted in many of the world's conflicts today. no matter what earthly government oppression a person may be living in, they can still be set free in Christ wherever they are. Amen?
Amen. Yes.
There's revival happening all around the world and countries that don't have anywhere near the freedoms that we have, because God by His Spirit is pouring out and revealing Himself directly to people by His Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
We're in the last of the last days, and God is pouring out His Spirit afresh because Jesus is coming. Amen?
Amen.
In Galatians chapter 5, verse 1, the Apostle Paul was speaking to believers of his time, and God by His Spirit is speaking to us afresh today, that it was for freedom that Christ has set us free.
Amen.
Never again to be subject to the yoke of slavery to sin. Amen?
Amen.
Everybody knows what a yoke is, right?
Yes.
The yoke, that big piece of wood that they would put over two horses' necks and lock them in there so that they would be locked into something that they were controlled to do.
Right.
And where we once were controlled by the yoke of slavery to sin, in Christ Jesus, our Savior and Lord, we are set free from that. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. The gospel of Jesus Christ is good news. Can anybody say amen?
Amen.
And that good news is freedom at its core. Amen?
Amen.
And that freedom is ours, now in this life and for all of eternity. Amen?
Amen?
Galatians chapter 5, verse 13. The Apostle Paul continuing to encourage believers then, and God by His Spirit encouraging us today. For you have been called to live in freedom, my brothers and sisters. But don't use your freedom to satisfy your sinful nature. See that happening in the church at large today. Free to do whatever I want, however I want to do it. Free to live whatever distorted life I want to live in Jesus' name. You see that happening more and more in the church, which is one of the signs of the last days. I don't mean to digress, but the Apostle Paul prophesied this when he was speaking to Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 3. You can look it up during the week, and he gave all this of all the things that we would see happening in the last of the last days, and he was talking about the church. He was talking about professed believers. And he said, this is what you're going to see. You're going to see professed believers falling away from sound doctrine, being lovers of self more than lovers of God, following after teachers who will tickle their ears to whatever they want to hear, and finding those teachers. We're seeing that like never before in the church today. But the good news is that the Spirit of God is on the move as well. Amen?
Yes. Amen.
The Spirit of God is reviving the church as well. Amen?
Yes.
And revival is happening and breaking out all around the world for us to receive the coming final harvest of souls before Jesus comes again. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Don't use your freedom to satisfy your sinful, selfish, distorted ways of living. Instead, use your freedom to serve one another and to serve the Lord in love. For this can be summed up in one command: love your neighbor as yourself. Amen?
Amen.
God by His Spirit is encouraging each of us afresh today to cherish both freedoms. As a citizen of the United States, and as a citizen of heaven, and to take good care not to take either for granted. Amen?
Amen?
And so as we gather together this upcoming week to celebrate the 4th of July holiday, Independence Day, let us purpose, especially so now, to be alert and attentive to opportunities that we will have with family members, neighbors, and friends, catch this now, to bridge our conversations in some way, shape, or form towards sharing our declaration of freedom in Christ. Amen?
Amen.
We can bridge our conversations, whatever the conversations are going on, politically or otherwise, we can bridge it towards sharing our declaration of freedom in Christ. We can leverage the value of this holiday to give testimony about the eternal freedom that we have, which God offers to everyone. Amen?
Amen.
For as many as would believe and put their trust in Him would have the freedom of a life transformed now and the guarantee of eternal bliss in the life to come.
Amen.
Amen?
Yes. Amen.
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 Bow your heads and take a quiet moment of prayer response now to the word of the Lord as it's come to you today.